Cy Brenner served as a medic during World War II. However, he was about to be asked to serve in the role of a doctor. He had no choice. His story inside the barbed wire of a German POW camp is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When American soldier Cy Brenner arrived at a POW camp in late 1944, the Germans recognized from his uniform that he was a medic. An interpreter pulled him to the side and relayed a message from the German camp commander.
He says, "You are going to be taking care of all the wounded prisoners." He says, "You're going to be the doctor." I said, "I'm not qualified to be a doctor." And he nudged me in my rib with his elbow. He says, "You are anything that man says you are." And I says, "Okay."
Although conditions were terrible, there were instances of hope. Cy says the French resistance was active in the POW camp.
Alphonse de la Haye, he had guns, he had dynamite, he had everything. He gave me a .22 caliber Italian Beretta. I said, "Where in the hell did you get this?" He said, "Don't ask."
On occasion, Alphonse would report one of the French soldiers had died, and Cy, as the medic, would be dispatched to verify his death.
So we would have a funeral. He didn't have a casket, it was just a crate. On the way to the funeral, the French soldiers would follow, and on the way to the funeral, the man who was supposed to be in the casket escaped. And 2 or 3 days later, some railroad junction would blow up, and that's what they did. That's what the French did.
Perhaps the underground agents were not only using Cy to their benefit, but affirming that he could be trusted for another part of their plans. He would soon be receiving and passing secret messages to agents inside the camp. The story of how he accomplished the feat is next time as we travel the countryside in San Diego, California. I'm Andrew McRae.